This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
And good morning on Christmas Day, the 25th of December. Thank you, Andy Mack, for those fantastic tunes. I was listening in the car on the way in. Loved it. Thank you so much. So it's actually Wednesday Magazine, not Saturday Magazine.
Christmas Magazine, Macca.
But Christmas Magazine. So we've actually got a group of folk we're going to be speaking to today. I hope you're having a lovely day. Whether you're, you know, with family, with friends, if you're on your own, I hope today is a good day for you. And we're looking forward to this. It's a bit of a Christmas tradition, doing the show on Christmas Day. In past years, I'd done it with Dean Beck. If you're listening, Dean, hope you're having a good day. And Paul, who's panel operator, Paul's actually with me as well. Good
morning,
Paul.
Merry Christmas to you, Macca.
Merry Christmas.
What a delightful morning this is.
Isn't
beautiful
it?
Sunshine. You could not ask for a more perfect day.
I know. It's a nice day. So now, who are we kicking off with?
Macca, we're going to talk first off this morning to Josh Burns. So good morning, Josh. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen. It's great to be with you.
How are you? And it's a beautiful day. What's on your agenda today, mate?
I'm currently at my parents have a place in Phillip Island.
Oh, which nice!
It's a beautiful part of town, and it's a 2-bedroom, 10-bed, bunk bed sort of lodge. And there's currently 9 people here, and so it's a very intimate Burns family affair. We've got here last night, and it's all very cosy, but it's lots of fun, and we've got the kids and the dogs sort of just running around in the backyard at the moment. So it's all a lovely day.
Fantastic. Sounds as crowded as that new coffee cart at Parliament House. Or the old coffee cart.
That's right, yeah. The 9 a.m. there, that's where you get all the good gossip.
Yes, it is.
So, Josh, does that mean you'll be spending lots of time outside today?
Say that again?
Does that mean you'll be spending lots of time outside today just to make sure it doesn't get too smelly in there?
Absolutely, absolutely. No, it's always a couple of degrees cooler down on the coast. So it's absolutely perfect. It's about 20 degrees. It's not too hot, and it's a still day, and it's just lovely.
So it's a special day, you know, for people of all faiths. You know, it's a public holiday,
yep.
And it's traditionally a day where families and friends get together. The year's been pretty challenging, you know, from a political perspective, and I think an economic perspective. What do you see on the horizon for 2020, Josh?
Look, I think first of all, I think you're right. It has been a sort of a big year, a year of challenges for many people, and I think it's just worthwhile taking a brief moment to note that there are still many people around the country doing it pretty tough right now, especially those who are facing pretty severe weather conditions. There's actually you can actually, the smoke, there's smoke in the air here at the moment. So it is, you know, while it is very, very nice to spend some time with family, it is important to recognise. But look, I think next year, I mean, it's the start of a new decade. It's 2020. It's a year of possibilities and hope. And I think that there are things that we, you know, this country needs to do a little bit better. I think that there are a lot of people who, if 2020 brought them more secure work or more secure wages, or you know, there is a big underemployment problem in this country. And I think most people, there used to be this old adage that we didn't just live to work. We work to live. And I think more people want to be able to find financial security, and more people want to be able to get by and not have to worry too much about money. And yet I think in Australia more and more people are worrying about it. And if we can have a situation where the economy in Australia is a little bit fairer and a little bit works better for more people, then that would be a good thing for 2020.
Josh, just taking things a bit more personally, what do you think have been some of your best achievements or things you look back fondly on during the last 12 months?
I mean, obviously, the biggest change in my life was being elected to the federal parliament. That's completely changed my life, and in many ways, it's been just, you know, a real privilege, and it's definitely the highlight of my professional career. But it also has meant challenges around, you know, spending a lot of time away from family. So, you know, with anything, there are positives and other challenges. So that's been the biggest thing. But being a father is by far the most important thing in my life. And to have, you know, to have a daughter who's sort of going through all the things that she goes through and trying not to miss any of it and trying to be there for it, that's, you know, ultimately if I get that right, that will be the most important thing I do with my life. So it is wonderful to be a member of Parliament, and it is a real privilege. And I have to say, it's, you know, for the 6 months that I'm doing it, every day I go to work looking forward to all of the things that the day brings and all of the challenges that the day brings. It's always interesting. It's always energizing. It's always inspiring to meet so many people, but to make sure that I'm there for my daughter and my wife and my family ultimately is the most important thing I'll do.
That sounds beautiful. And just a reflection in terms of being, I guess, one of the backroom boys and now being one of the front and centre team members, how do you think that has changed?
It's a big change, Josh, you know, because you worked for, the Premier, Daniel Andrews. And,
I did.
You know, advising him and, you know, having input into how to handle issues. And now, you know, you're a member of Parliament yourself. So
yep.
I'd imagine you're pretty tough on your advisors, though.
Well, you'd have to ask them. I've got a great team around me, and I'm very, very lucky with the people who work for me. But no, I think it's like any profession. You know, you have to respect your craft. And as a new person, I'm very conscious that I'm not sort of where I need to be, and just because you've done one job in the past doesn't mean that you're ready to do the next job. And it's, you know, there is a lot of things that I don't know yet, and there's a lot of things that I need to get a lot better at. So I think the biggest thing is when you enter in a new role is you have to accept that each day you need to get better, and you need to respect the craft and respect the job. And a job like being an MP is such a dynamic role, is that you've got so many different things that pull you in different directions that you have to get a lot better. So the key is to work hard and to be humble and take advice from people and try your best.
Well, I had a question. So your office in Parliament House, is that Michael Danby's old office? Obviously,
No. Michael was another office just down the corridor. Although I do get to walk past it on the way into the chamber. That office has actually been taken up by the member for Bean right now, the Canberra MP.
Oh, right. But I was going to say it would have taken about 3 months to clean it out.
Michael did have an impressive collection of
of crap.
Diplomatic trinkets, I would put it. And he had many many fascinating things in his office. Most of it was from Tibet. I think my old office was Julian Hill's office, who's a member for Bruce.
Okay.
Who I'm sure many of you, many of your listeners would know well. I had Julian's office, which is down the end of a corridor, but it's a big spiral in Parliament House. Most, if you haven't been there before, you get lost.
For
the first few weeks, and then
it's an interesting place.
So, Josh, just looking forward then, obviously we looked at the reflections of last year. What are you looking forward to trying to achieve in 2020? Have you got any aspirations that are on your to-do list?
Yeah, there's a few policy areas that I'm pretty keen to delve into a little bit deeper. The first one is housing policy. The Labor Party will be going through our process of building up the policy that we're going to be taking to the next election. Basically starting from the start of the year, and then we'll be going to a national conference towards the end of the year with the national platform. And I think housing is one of those policies that it affects so many different people, including businesses, construction workers, tradies, right all the way down to or across to people who are having rental stress, who can't afford it, to people who just basically need a safe place because their living conditions are changing so quickly. It's a very complex piece of policy, but we don't have enough homes in Australia right now, or affordable homes. We don't have our government is doing some good stuff, but they are not doing enough, and they don't have a plan to actually tackle the housing crisis. We need to be building somewhere in the order of 6,000 social homes plus about 20,000 affordable homes in this country, and we're just absolutely nowhere near that. We had a policy of the last election. Bill Shorten had a policy to build 250,000 affordable homes through incentivising construction companies and working with state governments on land openings to basically build a whole lot of new affordable homes. And it was a really, really good piece of policy because it not only would have been really good for the construction industry and jobs, but it also would have made a huge difference to Australians to be able to own their own homes. So we didn't win. We have to go back to the drawing board and we have to prioritise what we want to do. So we seek to form government. It has to be real policy. So going through that process, that's something I want to be focused on. I'm going to be focused on next year, working with my colleagues, especially Jason Clare, who's the Shadow Minister, is doing a fantastic job to build some really strong housing policy as one thing I want to do next year.
Okay, so we'll look forward to seeing how that progresses through the House, and I think, good luck. It's a laudable thing to try and tackle because it affects every area of life. Every strata, you've got someone who needs somewhere to live. Lighten the mood slightly. Just give us a quick glimpse. Yep. What is the day going to look like in the Burns household? I'm sure you were up earlier doing breakfast, but how does the day pan out for you?
So I got the joy in our bunk beds this morning. I had my daughter decided to wake up at the crack of dawn, and because I was on the bottom bunk, I got the nudge to say, get up and go and make some milk. The day started pretty early, I'll have to be honest, a bit earlier than I would have liked on Christmas Day, but we were up, we walked the dogs, and then everyone's outside sort of throwing the balls and hanging out, and we've got a big lunch planned for everyone. And then this afternoon, if there's not a nap, I'll be very, very disappointed.
Yes, a nap is good. A nap is very important.
Yeah.
Look, you have a great day, Josh. Thanks for your time today, and also thanks for your support of Joy during the year. So have a good day, Josh.
Thank you, Josh. Merry Christmas to you.
My pleasure, and I hope you both have a great day, and good on you for bringing a bit of cheer and warmth to people on this really lovely day.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh. Take care.
Cheers.
Ta-da.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.